At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
I'm Sarah.
And on this week's episode, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Well, first of all, I am filming from my actual desk instead of my bed.
that is a turn that I thought this podcast would never take.
I know. I'm sitting in my computer chair at my desk.
She has a computer chair, everyone. She constructed the computer chair.
I constructed the computer chair, and I am sitting in said chair at my desk recording this podcast.
Was it difficult to put together?
Actually, no. The most difficult part of putting the chair together was actually the arms.
Okay.
The rest of it was super easy. Okay. So the way that the arms are designed is a little wonky, just a little. So the holes to screw it in didn't quite align.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to like hold the arm in a very awkward position to be able to get it connected the way it was supposed to be.
I had the same problem with this chair that I have too. Like, and the screws that they gave me were very, very short.
Yes, same.
And ended up stripping out. So I actually had to get for one of them. So I actually ended up just getting a longer screw and like screwing it in further. Yeah. So I totally
understand.
That
was one of my issues as well. No. But I made it work.
That round table that I have in the living room, that coffee table.
Oh yeah.
It only has two screws in the top that are like holding the top like in place. No, like everything's held together, but the top holding it like in place. Like if you push up from the bottom, it's just gonna pop out. It's supposed to like screw. You're supposed to screw into the top so it doesn't move.
Right.
But only two of the screws would screw in. And I got so mad and I screamed and threw stuff. And Ryan was like, I need to leave.
Yeah, no joke. I also would have been like, you know what?
I just get so angry whenever something doesn't work out the way I wanted it to. And then like, especially if it's not my fault, I just want to throw things.
That's super fair. And I understand that. But we're adults. We can't be throwing shit.
So I had a fun week. My Monday, I walked in for new hire orientation. Got there. I mean, first of all, it's taken me every day I had to drive in today to the office this week.
Gross.
It has taken 2 hours to get there. I only had to drive in Monday through Wednesday. Like when Thursday and Friday, I was able to work from home. But it's 2 hours. Like I live 38 miles away. Yeah. But I'm also driving on two of the busiest highways in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. So it kind of makes sense, but it's weird how much longer it's taking now that the kids are back in school.
Right. It's like
so just another reason for me to hate children.
No, you should blame the infrastructure, not the children. The children are
I blame
you.
The children.
The children aren't the one who created the system.
I do blame the infrastructure because, like, on several of the, like, off ramps and on ramps, people are trying to get on, and then right after, like, literally less than like 20 feet, everyone's trying to get off the highway too. Like, they get on the highway first before you get off. It's like, that should be reversed. You should never have a on-ramp before an off-ramp. So, Massachusetts, listen up, fix your shit.
Yes, because we're going to be able to fix the infrastructure of Massachusetts.
It's ridiculous. Just
one podcast episode.
I mean, maybe if we have an uprising. Speaking of uprising, there are 3 strikes going on right now.
I think there should be more. There should be a strike going on at my place right now, but we won't talk about that.
You just started. Wait, no. Not the place. You haven't started. Speaking of, have you heard anything from them?
I did not.
Did you reach out to them, though?
I actually did not get a chance to reach out to them this week. However, my goal is to message them on Monday if I still haven't received anything.
What time is it there now? 5:17?
It's 5:17, yeah. They are absolutely closed.
I was going to say you could just email them, but yeah, I would say Monday definitely. You should 100% reach out to them.
I'd much rather just call on Monday and like talk to somebody than email anyway.
Or just show up.
If I had a car.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I would totally do that, but...
Anyways, back to my Monday. So I walked in, new hire orientation. I was supposed to get there. I wanted to get there before 8. I got there at like 8:25, which I left at 6:25, and I wanted to kill someone the entire way.
Fair.
But I got there and I went to go plug in my computer, and my power cord for my computer had fallen off my desk and it fell behind my desk onto the ground. And so I went bent down to grab the cord, and I heard, I was like, oh shit, my pants ripped. I was like, it's fine. They probably ripped in the crotch, like where you can't see it, like in between my legs. No, they ripped at my penis. I looked down and the worst part is I usually wear black underwear, but I was wearing black shorts, black underwear and black shorts. But that day I was wearing red shorts. Under my dark blue jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the hole and see my bright red, well, they're maroon, my maroon shorts through this hole in my jeans. That then I had to stand in front of 3 new hires for 8 hours and do new hire orientation. Luckily, it was just 3 and there was only 2 people that came in. So I was able to sit most of the day so that they probably didn't even see it. But it was so embarrassing.
I love that you specified where it ripped.
It literally was like right beside the fly of my jeans. If I wasn't wearing underwear that day, it would have been indecent exposure.
Well, I guess it's like a thing that you don't usually go commando.
No, I never go commando. I actually wear way too many layers. I wear a pair of underwear and a pair of shorts and then my jeans.
I know.
It's insane. I'm insane. I get that. I understand it. But if I don't, I'm very uncomfortable for the entire time.
He's always been this way, ladies and gentlemen. Always. Has always been this way.
And there is a reason for it. In middle school one day, I wore a white t-shirt. And it was just one shirt. And it was so thin, you could see my nipples through it. And I was mortified. So since that day, I have never worn less than 2 layers on both my top and bottom. Like today today I'm only wearing 2, a sweatshirt and an undershirt.
Wow.
Yeah. But I am still wearing boxers, shorts, and jeans. But that's just me.
He's home, by the way.
I am home.
He doesn't have to wear that many layers. But
I haven't been home all day. We went and got lunch in Providence, and I've had to take Bobo out like 500 times because he's Bobo.
Right. because Bobo's 16 years old and
he'll be 17 in February. I'm so excited, my baby.
17 in February. Like, it's so funny. Sam was so right. The other day we were talking in the group chat, because as many of you know, we have a group chat with our best friend Samantha from high school. Because we're best friends from high school / middle school. So long. It's so funny though, because you can, we had made the comment about Bobo being 16, and Sam was like, wow, you can really kind of track how long we've been friends based on how long Bobo has been alive.
Well, she said how long it's been since we graduated.
Yeah, because Bobo's been around pretty much the entire time.
2007. Yeah, he was born in 2007.
Yeah.
Craziness.
The year that we, well, you and Sam graduated, I got my GED.
But back to my jeans fiasco. I didn't have anything to change into, but luckily, like I said, I was able to sit down all day, or most of the day. And then whenever I went to go get in the car, it got worse. Like, I sat down in the car and it just went, and like, you could see, like, you could fit a hand. You could fit a hand into this hole.
Just torn tip to stern.
Tip to gooch, tip to gooch.
Oh my god.
But that was my Monday. The rest of the week it was okay. Like, it was we had an audit going on this week, so that's why I had to be there Tuesday and Wednesday. Other than that, it was kind of it was a long week. It seemed like it took forever, but it's because we had the audit and I had to be there. Like, I didn't leave Tuesday until it was like 5:30, almost 6 o'clock that I left, and I usually leave at like 4:30.
I get you though. It felt like a long week on my end as well, even though I didn't have anything nearly as pressing as you did.
So my next week is gonna be crazy fun. Oh, and then okay, before we move on to that, I also got my final grade in my second to last class, and I still have a 4.0. I'm excited. Woot. It was like a 97.8 or something like that. 97.7.
Love that.
So it was like just over 3% less than, no, just under 3%. So I have a 4.0 still, and I have one class left, and I'm excited.
And then you're going to have your master's degree.
And then I'm going to have my master's degree. What I'm going to do with it, nobody knows. What I'm going to do afterwards, nobody knows. I might go back to school for something, so I don't have to start repaying my loans.
See, that's the way you do it.
But the bad part about that is you start just racking up the loans. Right now it's about 50 grand.
Oh, dang. You're already at 50 grand.
Well, I also have an associate's, a bachelor's, and now I'll have a master's.
Yeah, I just have an associate's. I'm working on my bachelor's right now, so I don't know. It's kind of funny because I've been thinking a lot about like what I want to do with my degree and like what are you
going for?
Linguistics.
Oh yeah.
So I want to be a philologist when I grow up.
What does that mean?
So hold on, let me read you the actual definition so that I make sure I'm saying it right. Philology, the branch of knowledge that deals with the structure, historical development, and relationships of a language or languages. Because I find when I turn around to see you, he's making a really weird face. Like, I can't even describe it. It looks kind of like the Grinch from the live action The Grinch.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Except showing way more teeth. Anywho.
Who? So, Whoville? The Grinch. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I'm tired and I think I'm sick, so it's just getting worse.
Don't get me sick.
You're in Texas. I'm on Rhode Island.
I don't care.
I'm don't sending you my sick vibes.
You're so mean to me. No, I'm like, I'm panicking about like
herpes.
Yes, but I'm always panicking about herpes. It's an ongoing problem.
I mean, you can just chisel it off.
Maybe I could just chisel it off.
like a barnacle.
Mm-hmm. God. Yeah. Because I mean, that's how that works.
Yeah. You're a boat, right?
Yeah, I'm totally a boat. I was going to try to come up with an acronym for that off the top of my head. That did not happen. That did not happen. What was I talking about?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. You were worried about something.
What was I worried about? I'm worried about something. What am I worried about?
I said I was sick and you said, don't get me sick. I'm worried about.
Yes. Okay. So because everybody at work has been getting down with the sickness. Okay.
That's a terrible song.
I like that song.
Well, you have bad taste.
You know what? We're not going to talk about taste right now. We're just not going to. Anyway, so.
I'm in a very mean mood today for some very weird reason.
I noticed. You're being so mean to me.
I think it's the stuffy nose.
It's the stuffy nose.
I've also been watching a lot of Gossip Girl, and I am very much a Blair.
I've never seen Gossip Girl.
Oh, well. It's a fun show, but it's very dated.
Oh, I bet. That was out when we were in school. Yes.
2007.
Yeah. So we just graduated. Fresh-faced 18-year-olds leaving the nest to take over the world. Like what? Okay. I was talking to my Lyft driver the other day.
Why?
The other day. That happens a lot because I take Lyft back and forth work because I don't have a car.
And Sarah's a nice person. I put my AirPods in when I have to take like Uber or something and I ignore the person.
Yeah. But anyway, so I'm talking to my Lyft driver. We were talking about the temperature, like, because we were talking about how hot it had been here because it's finally started cooling off. And he was talking about, yeah, it'll be nice to have some days where the end of the thermometer isn't blown off. And I was thinking, like, in my head, I had that mental image of, you know, from cartoons where the thermometer, the temperature just gets crazy and the end of it breaks off and explodes. And I was, like, sitting there for a second and I said, wow, children nowadays really aren't going to understand that reference. Because they didn't experience, they're not really, I don't want to call them analog because that's not really what they are, but like analog versus digital kind of thing. So
liquid thermometers.
Yeah, the liquid thermometers, like the old fashioned.
And the fact that if you broke them, it was a biohazard because it was mercury most of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, for like when we were little, maybe a couple of them, especially if you had a really, really old one.
Yeah, they'd kind of started moving away from the mercury when we were kids. Yeah. But we still had, you know, the thermometer, you had to shake it out, you know, and then you would just watch it go up. And
there
was
a lot of shaking in the 90s.
There was a lot of shaking in the 90s.
You had to shake a thermometer, you had to shake a Polaroid, you had to shake babies.
You didn't have to shake babies.
Well, I mean,
the whole campaign about not shaking babies. But anyway, it was just really an interesting thought for me because, you know, it got me thinking about all these different things that we experienced as kids that kids today would not understand at all. Like they wouldn't understand the concept or anything like that at all.
I mean, I think the reason behind it is because technology and stuff has advanced so much that there's no reason for them to have to deal with it. I was watching someone the other day and they were like, oh, kids these days, they don't even know how to write a check. It's like, yeah, because no one uses checks anymore.
Yeah.
You can wire something or you can use Venmo or a debit card.
There's Venmo, there's Cash App, there's Zelle, there's, you know, PayPal.
Like most places you go to won't even accept a check.
That's true. A lot of places do not accept checks anymore.
So it's like, then you have all these like boomers or people that are from like, or Gen X's, X millennial, then Z's. Yeah, right? All right.
Yeah. Gen X, millennial,
Gen Z. Like, yeah, that are saying like, oh, they can't do cursive. They can't even write a check. It's like, you can't put an attachment in an email. Get over yourself.
True. It's not that it wasn't really, I was not viewing it as looking down on children today. Yeah. More just, I find it fascinating. I find it really interesting. Yeah. It's one of the reasons why I bring up Y2K whenever I'm talking to teenagers, because I think it's hilarious, first of all. I love telling teenagers about how we all thought that the internet was going to like explode, essentially, and the world was going to be thrown back into the dark ages. Yeah. Like,
they thought that a computer couldn't understand going back to 00.
Yeah.
And it was going to kill the internet and kill the power plants and all that. And it's like, I don't think that's how it works.
No. And I didn't think that was how it worked back then.
Yeah.
But like,
I didn't understand the whole Y2K freak out. I just knew everybody kept saying there was a Y2K bug. And I was like, I don't want to get sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember thinking that it was a sickness at first as well. It's just very interesting to me, the divide, like, between what we were doing when we were kids and what kids are doing today.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was little, I had to go camping with my family, and I hate the outdoors. And
I'm aware.
And I was so bored that I sat there, and there was a rock on the ground that I thought looked like a ghost. So I took another rock and I scratched it to make it white, to make it look like a ghost. And my grandmother was like, oh, he's so creative. I was like, I'm bored out of my mind.
Yeah, we didn't have access like we do now. I remember, well, the other day I was talking about one of my favorite childhood memories, even though it was like a crazy childhood. I had a really crazy childhood, full of traumatic events, but we won't get into that. So, but there was this one incident. My mom was pregnant with my sister, so it was 1995, okay? It was September because my birthday was right around the corner. We went camping in northern Wisconsin. The first few days that we were there, it was super warm and sunny. We went swimming. You know, we had a grand old time. And then the next couple of days, it snowed. And we were staying in an actual tent. And so we had to go buy winter clothes because there was so much snow on the ground and we were freezing. But during that time, when all that was going on, was the O.J. Simpson trial. So that was a thing that was occurring, you know, when I was a kid. And I remember it was a big deal because it was the first time that they had like really shown a trial on TV. And I just remember sitting in the tavern because, fun fact, in Wisconsin, if you're a little kid, you can be in a tavern with the adults as long as you order a root beer float. So me and my brother chilling off to the side at our little table, drinking our root beer floats, watching the chaos while all the adults are arguing over whether or not O.J. Simpson actually did it while the trial's on TV. It was a very interesting time. Like, because there was so much that was just becoming more popular. Because, like, nowadays, I feel like a lot of trials are televised. Like, still not, like, that many in, like, you know, obviously we're not getting every trial on TV. But there's a lot more cameras in courthouses than there used to be. Because it used to be you didn't record film, like you didn't record the process, the proceedings.
Yeah.
But that was an interesting time because there was like there was technically internet, but obviously we didn't have internet out in like we're just chilling out in a tent. And like nowadays, even if you're chilling out in a tent, you have access to the internet.
I don't remember what I was going to say now.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't know.
But it just it's just interesting to me. I like it. I like seeing the differences in how, like, I'm not one of those people who's bitter about, you know, how much better, like, kids have it today, because I believe that we should be making it a better world for the people who are following after us, rather than a bigger dumpster fire.
Yeah. Also, speaking of dumpster fire, it has been insane here this week.
Yeah. With,
like, the last week. It has rained so much. Well, not, like, last weekend on Sunday. Saturday and Sunday. It rained so much that, like, there were, like, Cranston just down the road was completely flooded. Like, cars were trying to drive and they like drove into really deep water and it killed the car. And then it was funny, there was one video I was watching where there was two cars that had died because they flooded, and then a Rhode Island Transit Authority bus just kind of drove through the water and completely pushed this BMW out of the way. Like, they drove through the water so fast that like the current pushed the car out of the way. Like, geez, Rhode Island Transit Authority doesn't give a shit. Gosh.
Apparently not. Jesus.
And then, like, right now it's Friday, it's 6:38 in Rhode Island, and there's, like, we're not supposed to get hit by the hurricane, but we are going to get winds, and tomorrow it's supposed to rain. But just, like, up the road in Plymouth, they're supposed to get like heavy rains and wind, and in Quincy, they're supposed to be watching out for heavy rain, winds, and waves, because it's gonna be crazy up there. So,
yeah, it is
fun stuff.
It finally rained here, and I had the day off yesterday, and we had a thunderstorm, which was lovely for me. Not lovely for Denali, the dog.
Yeah.
So here at home, we have this little, there's a room that is just the dogs. Okay. And it's set up super cute for them anytime that we're not home. So when Mac and Lizzie aren't home, they put Denali in her kennel in her room and Oakley in the room. Well,
which one's Denali and which one's Oakley again?
So Denali is the husky and okay. Oakley is the dachshund.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to confirm.
So yesterday I am upstairs in my room finishing up a project that I was working on. And I hear this huge clap of thunder. And as soon as I hear it, I am like, oh no. Because Denali is in her kennel in her room. And I'm like, okay, no problem. I'm going to very quickly finish what I'm doing. And I'm going to go downstairs and let Denali out so that she's not freaking out in her kennel. Yeah. As I get downstairs and round the corner, Denali opens the door. She broke out of her kennel, opened the door to her room to escape because of the thunder. So then we cuddled on the couch for a very long time.
Oh.
Because it was very scary for her.
Yeah. Bobo thankfully is not, like, I don't know if it's that he just doesn't hear it anymore or it doesn't bother him. But whenever it storms, he doesn't care.
Yeah, like, Bobby is also scared of storms, but he's not like breakout kind of scared of storms. Yeah. He's find some place to hide scared of storms. So like he just crawls under the bed.
Hmm. Well, I did have something I did want to talk about. Did you see that Mitt Romney has said he's not going to be running for re-election?
I did not see that.
And the reason he gave, and he did this at a press release, saying that he wasn't running for a re-election because he's in his late 70s and feels like it's time for him to give his seat to a younger person that should be making the decisions.
You know,
it's crazy when a Republican is making sense.
And here's the thing about that, though, is Mitt Romney has been making more and more sense.
It's insane.
The last couple of years. And like,
and I remember in 2016, it was like he was the devil.
Right.
And then like in the last like 10 years, it's been slowly changing. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, I don't.
Not 10 years. I guess that's not 10 years. In this last like 5-6 years.
Yeah. And like, here in the last few years, for sure, he's definitely. I don't know. It, like, to me, that's kind of a sign of the end times as far as I'm concerned, because like because we've gotten to the point that the right is so far right that when somebody's just like Mitt Romney just saying stuff that should just be common sense.
Yeah.
It's radical.
It was funny. I also saw the other day, it was like one of those interview on the street type of things where they go to a Trump rally or like a GOP rally, and they ask them like things that are traditionally like they talk about pro-choice people, and this one person was like talking about how people can't live today and how they think that they should raise the minimum wage. And the guy was like, so you would be there and you would battle to raise the minimum wage? She goes, yeah, I definitely would. And he goes, so you support the Democrats in their push to raise the minimum wage? And she goes, and she thought for a second, she goes, well, sounds like I do. Like, hello. What is this? What is happening?
I don't know.
When you look at it and you're saying these are things that I think would be good, and then your party that you are running and like completely in the eye of is saying the opposite of what you want, there should be something where you're saying, maybe I shouldn't vote for these people and keep them in a place where they're not actually going to be doing something for my good, my best interest.
That I literally am hiring them to do.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the things that we forget a lot about, is that the government is supposed to work for us. That is actually literally the point of the United States of America government.
And not just a small selection of people. It should be the best interest of the majority.
All the people. Like, so it's supposed to be by the people, for the people. It is not for the people if there's nobody who is like me in Congress.
Yeah.
So it is not by the people if Congress is constantly going against the majority of what the country wants, because the majority of the country did not want to overturn Roe v. Wade. It was a very small portion of the country that wanted to do that.
It was like less than 30%, right?
I don't know the exact numbers, but I know that it was small.
Yeah.
Like the majority was much higher. Like, and it was a clear, like it wasn't one of those where it was like really close.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 55 to like 45 or whatever. It was not like that. There was a significant difference. So why is the minority like the outliers making decisions for the whole country and going against the decisions, like the choices of the whole country.
Yeah. I just think it's odd that like this very like prominent Republican is just saying, I'm not going to because it's not my time anymore. And it's like, why, when are the other Republicans going to see that?
Right.
Like, or when are like any of the other members of Congress, even the two, like the crazy oldest people in the Republic or the House of Representatives, it's like
Nancy Pelosi needs to retire.
Well, that Nancy Pelosi. And then who's that other lady?
I don't know.
I think she's a Democrat. Like she's an older lady. And she like hasn't been, because she's been really sick. She hasn't even been able to vote. But she's not like, she hasn't given up her seat.
I'm just over here like, step down from your position. You're not able to do your job.
No.
And like, if we want to get real technical, none of them have been able to do their job for the last, 100 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think, and then like all these strikes, which like the entertainment industry strike, it will, you'll see a big like issue with it whenever it starts to like cut into the GDP and the profits for America, because they're not making movies or they're not making money. And that's a big entertainment industry is a big industry. Like I watched a video yesterday and it said that the auto workers union for the three big auto industries in America, it's gonna cost, if they go on strike for 10 days, it's gonna cost over $3 billion.
Jesus Christ.
To the economy. So it's crazy, because you have to think about it. It's not just the car, like the manufacturing, it's the people that build the parts that go into the car, the like radios and stuff like that go into the cars. Like everything that goes into a car is now going to be put on hold because they're not building cars, because the people that build the cars typically are not currently working.
Right.
So it's really gonna like kill the go. Things are gonna go crazy if it lasts for too long. And like, what, it's been how many, like 100 days, I think I saw, that the Writers Guild went on strike.
How long has the SAG after strike been going on? Since July 14th.
That's SAG, not the writers.
No, that's the Writers Guild of America. It has coincided with a SAG after strike as part of a series of broader Hollywood labor disputes.
Well, yeah, but it started earlier.
Not according to this. So this says WGA has been on strike since May 2nd after failing to reach an agreement. Yeah. But they announced it July 14th. Because all the articles about it are from July 14th. That's why. But yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy because it's like...
But it's been going on for a hot minute. And go ahead.
I was going to say, then I saw something and it's like, there's this, it's from NPR that is saying some actors are auctioning off like their services. I thought it was fake, but it's not. Like, you can... let's see. Do a pottery class with Busy Phillips for $2,800.
What? Oh, for only $2,800?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, John Lithgow will paint a watercolor portrait of your pup for $4,050. Adam Scott will take your dog for a 1-hour stroll for $2,025. The cast of Bob's Burgers will write and perform a song for you for $3,050. And the cast of The Bear is selling out a sartorial boost in the form of a signed blue apron. So there's a lot of, like, it's it's funny, and so this is from NPR, and like Natasha Lyonne is talking about solving a crossword puzzle with you.
I love that.
I mean, I'm assuming they're raising money for
the strike and whatnot. Yeah. That makes
people,
sense.
These people have enough money, so I'm assuming they're probably raising money.
I don't know. And it's funny because I feel like I would like to start a union at my workplace because we don't have a union right now.
You can get a Hawaiian shirt co-signed by Daniel Radcliffe and Weird Al Yankovic for $1,600.
Only $1,600?
Yeah. Sell a kidney, Sarah. Get it.
You know, I could be like my one Lyft driver who spent $1,900 on her hair.
Jesus. How do you have that much money when you're driving for Lyft?
I have no idea.
Maybe it's just a hobby to drive for Lyft.
Some people have to make it their whole business. Like, I know Gemini's been driving like exclusively for Lyft because they weren't able to get anything else at the time. So, but keep your fingers crossed because they just applied for this really good job. So,
what is it?
It's with Meta.
Oh,
because they're a software engineer.
That's cool.
So, I'm super stoked for them.
Maybe they can work behind the scenes to make Meta better.
Right. But anyway. But no, I think that I want to start a union at work because we don't have, there's no protections and everything is on fire. So like, and I just want to preface this by saying that my boss is really nice and really cool. And so this is nothing against her. It's against the company as a whole. But our estheticians, because I work at a massage parlor, our estheticians are not getting raises this year, despite outperforming several other clinics, because the company was not paying everybody the same wage like they were supposed to be. So all the money that was supposed to go towards raises actually went to paying those other people who weren't getting paid properly their full amount. So our estheticians are talking about quitting.
Yikes.
And then the other thing too is that, and I experienced this, where even if you have disability through work, and that's a whole other thing as well, because even though our estheticians and our therapists are all classified as full-time employees, they don't always qualify for insurance or short-term disability because the company goes off of how many clients they see per month, not how many hours they were at the clinic.
And that is a Texas thing.
Like, it's not great, whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, Texas, the local government is the one that sets those requirements for those things. It's not. So, I mean, it's because Texas allows your company to do that.
Yeah. So, but what happens is even if you have short-term disability, they won't allow you to go beyond 2 weeks of unpaid work. So what happens is after that 2 weeks, even if they want to keep you on as an employee, you essentially get fired. And then you have to like go through the whole process to get rehired. So technically speaking, I lost my job right before my surgery because I didn't have short-term disability at the time, because at the time I didn't qualify for the insurance plan, which also includes the short-term disability. So they had to terminate my position and then send me a rehire letter when it got closer to me being able to start working again. So
my mustache went into my nose and it really made
it. I was gonna say you look very teary right now. That made my nose itch just thinking about it. Oh, anyway,
I don't know if it's like crazy allergies or if I have a cold, but I was just scratching my face and my mustache went into my nose and that was terrible. I'm gonna need to pause because I need to take the little man out. I will be right back.
Okie dokie, I'll be here.
And we're back. For you, this would have been no time. For us, it was like 7 minutes. My little man decided he needed to go out, and then there was a dog out there that reminds me of Scooby-Doo, and his name is Remus.
I love that.
He's a sweet little dog. He's a puppy, so he's crazy, and Bobo hates it. But
Bobo's an old man.
He's a good little dog. I like him. And then as we were leaving, Bobo's molester came in.
Oh, no.
There's a dog here. It's a Shiba Inu, and his name is Bobby. And he is obsessed with Bobo. Like, as soon as Bobo goes in or comes in, he goes straight for Bobo's penis. And then he tries to hump him all the time. Doesn't do it with any other dog, just Bobo.
Okay.
So fun times. Bobo was like, God, Dad, get me out of here.
Oh my God. He's 85 in human years, almost.
Bobo?
Yes.
Yeah, he's an old man.
He's an old man.
Anyways, so next week I have some, I'm going to be incredibly busy, because I have an accreditation that I have to go through for teaching this thing called Insights Discovery, where you take like a survey and it tells you like how you communicate and then like some strengths for your communication, some weaknesses. How other people may perceive you from the different, energies that they use. Mm-hmm. And I got my book today. Well, I got it Thursday, and I was reading through it, and some of it's very hurtful. I'm not gonna lie, and some of it I'm like, that's not true, because there are some things, and I'm like, that's not true. So I just wanted to read some of like the key strengths and key weaknesses. So this says James's key strengths: objectivity, a strong sense of duty, responsibility, remains calm under pressure, keen observer, able to deal with complex problems, good situational analysis, open-minded, quickly gets to the root of the problem, and rapid reasoning.
Nice.
So those are some of my strengths, some of my possible weaknesses.
I like how you said possible.
Well, because I think two of them don't really actually fit. It says could appear to be too demanding of exact standards, which I do agree with that one. I do have standards that and requirements that I think people should always obey.
Uh-huh.
May fail to communicate new ideas, which then remain or get lost in his mind. So basically I come up with ideas, but then I forget to actually like tell people about them, and they just kind of wander around.
I feel like that one's not as accurate, because I feel like generally you're pretty good about communicating.
Yeah, I think the only thing is, like, this is specifically talking about for work. there are times when, and it's like, it's mainly because I've had experiences where I share like ideas and it's just like they get treated like they're stupid or garbage.
Mm.
And then like a few years later, someone else will say it and they'll do it. And it's like, well, I said this 2 years ago. Why didn't we do it then?
Right.
So, and then maybe slower, unwilling to express his true feelings.
Hello, Capricorn.
That is true. Often requires extra time to complete tasks. That I don't agree with.
I don't agree with that either.
I don't think that's true.
I've seen you complete tasks. That is not a thing you need.
Lacks empathy for others in some situations. Some of those are warranted, though. Some of those situations, it's warranted. Needs encouragement to share deeper feelings. Occasionally causes delays through his fascination with complexity. Again, the other thing I don't agree with. Reluctant to risk new ideas. I also don't agree with that one either.
I don't either.
Modesty or reticence when, or may prevent timely interventions. I don't agree with that one either. And then all work and no play.
Which, you know,
that's true. And then, like, there's a lot of them where it says may come across as cold and aloof.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. It's not my fault.
I mean, the good news is that I know you personally, so.
Yeah. I mean, and that's a lot of it. It says it's like, it takes time, but the people that know him, he, like, shares more stuff with.
Because like, so for those of you like listening right now, if anybody's listening right now, James has been my bestie for like ever. Okay. And we only, I feel like in the last couple of years have been able to start talking about like deeper feelings about things because he just, that is not a thing he wants to do.
I'm not a feelings person. I'm a bury it and it'll come like when I'm dead, it can come out then.
That's not how this is supposed to work, friend.
I have JB Weld on my feelings box and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, Lord.
I'm about to have to break out the actual welder.
I mean...
But then, like, there's part of it that says barriers of effective communication. When communicating with James, do not prevent him from expressing his thoughts. Waste his time with irrelevancies. Offer opinions on personal issues unless he asks for them. Try to build a relationship too quickly. Assume that he does not wish to empathize. And then call on him when uninvited. So do not call on him when uninvited. Do not be flippant, inconsistent, fanciful, or ostentatious, which Ryan and I had a whole conversation about that word because I kept saying ostentatious. He's like, that's not the word. I'm like, I know that's not the word, but that's how I read it. And I can't not read it like that. It's ostentatious.
Oh my God. Speaking of you pronouncing words different.
Oh yeah. Wait, let me finish this real quick and then we'll go to that. Expect him to immediately strike up close relationships or friendships. Discuss peripheral matters unrelated to the task in hand. Invade his personal space. Don't touch me.
It's true.
Don't touch me. Undermine his authority, or what Sarah was just doing, cut him short or discourage him when he wishes to share information.
Okay, but see, we've been besties for a long time, so it's different when I do it.
But yeah, I say wool weird, wool, apparently, and Sarah now apparently says,
golf?
What's the word? Golf?
Golf.
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 See, okay. So
I think we're saying it the same way.
So there's golf, the golf, right?
Golf. Well, there's right. Golf.
Yeah, golf, like specifically golf. And then there's golf.
Yeah. No, I don't see. Yeah. It sounds. There's two distinct differences there for me.
Apparently, when I'm saying it at work, my coworkers think that I'm saying golf. So, like, when I said that somebody was a golfer.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, that was a U, Sarah. That was not an O.
No, golfer.
That is a U. That is not an O. Golfer.
Golfer.
You are saying a U. That is a distinct U. It's fine. I say wool. And what's the other one? Collar? Like collar, yeah. And then collar.
Yeah, you say collar.
There's no difference between the two for me. It's the same.
They're the same picture. Oh, but yeah, no. I mean,
I'm glad that you now have a wool. And it's apparently golfer.
No, I'm not saying it anymore.
Gilfer. It's Gilfer. He's a golfer.
Golfer. I was talking about Brian Smiley.
Oh. Why? How that came up. Why?
Okay, so we were talking about... Okay, wait. So, okay, Brian is somebody that we went to school with back in the day. And Brian
had an obsession for calling me my full name.
Same. He always referred to me as Sarah LaTender.
Oh, no, not that. He always said James Ryan Martin.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I was like, why?
But no, so the reason that he came up was because we were talking about... Somebody hits us with something about wearing something specific on Wednesday. And I was like, on Wednesdays, we wear pink. Because Mean Girls. But then immediately after that, I said, it's Girl Panty Wednesday. Because Brian used to wear girl panties on Wednesdays. Like, it was a whole thing. Everybody in our class knew if it was a Wednesday, Brian was wearing girls' underwear. Because he would tell us.
He wouldn't just tell us. He would show.
He was just like, he's like, it's Girl Panty Wednesday.
Like he wouldn't flash people, like pull his pants down. He would show them.
Like, for the record, he wasn't doing like the indecent exposure or anything like that. But if you doubted him, he was very, very cool with just like pulling his pants down a little bit and being like, ta-da. So like, I can't think of on Wednesdays we wear pink without thinking of it's Girl Panty Wednesday.
Yeah, I can't think of it without thinking she doesn't even go here.
That as well. But you know, it was just funny.
Also, the main character, like the guy that she's like has the biggest crush on, is very gay and very married to another man right now.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. What else? What else is going on?
Not a whole heck of a lot. I went to karaoke last night. Stayed out way too late, but I had a great time. I threw my whole schedule off this morning, so I didn't get home until after 2. And then I had to be up for work. So I got up at 7:30, made my cup of coffee, put in my order for my Lyft, because in the mornings, especially since school is back, I do like the wait and save for the cheaper option. And it usually takes about 20 minutes for them to find me a ride and the ride to arrive. So I usually have 20 minutes to get dressed, drink my coffee, be a person. Okay. Put in the order for the car. Had 2 sips of my coffee. The driver arrived 3 minutes later. And I was like, fuck. So I was in a hurry this morning. I didn't take my vitamins. I didn't take my allergy pill. So like, and I can tell because my arms are itchy. I just took it a few moments ago. But like, I didn't do anything this morning that I usually do. because the car got here so fast. I'm like, okay, well. But it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. Met some interesting people, which was also cool. I haven't been out to karaoke in ages. And it just felt so nice. I just really enjoyed myself.
Was there a song that you sang?
There was not. The wait to sing was incredibly long, like 1 to 2 hours long. And I was not going to do that, because by the time I would have been able to get up there to sing, I would not have the nerve anymore. I'd probably be too high. So at one point I kept telling people that I was a pink balloon floating in the rafters.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, do you want to do our turn of phrase since we missed it last week?
Yes, since we missed it last week.
I was editing it. I was like, oh shit, we didn't do a turn of phrase. Crap. I was like, I was half tempted to like see if you wanted to do another quick recording, just hide it in there, but it was fine.
That would have been so funny.
Yeah. So this one is let one's hair down. And it means to relax or be at ease. And then the origin is, in public, the aristocratic women of medieval times were obligated to appear in elegant hairdos that were usually pulled up. The only time they would let their hair down was when they came home and relaxed. I think I knew kind of that. Like, that was that idea. It's kind of like, take your bra off. Let them titties fly.
Right.
And then we only have one more in this little list. I did find something else, so we'll have some other things to look at as well. Not quite turn of phrase type of things, but there was a TikTok video that I saved that I was... let me see if I can find what it's called. The best comebacks ever. So not turn of phrase, but some comebacks.
Okay. I'm also down to help look up other turns of phrase.
Okay.
So.
Other than that, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I am working all weekend. My next day off is Tuesday. But the good news is starting in October, I'm going to have a more regular schedule. I'm not going to be working Fridays or Saturdays anymore. It's going to be great. Let's see. Do I have anything planned? Not this weekend. Pretty much it's just going to be... He's dancing over here. Pretty much it's just going to be me doing schoolwork.
I'm excited. I don't have any schoolwork to do this weekend. So I can just sit and relax and not do anything.
I love that for you.
Except for take Bobo out 500 times. Although it's supposed to rain tomorrow. I don't really have a plan. Kristen's calling me. I don't really have anything planned on to do today. Hold on, let me answer this real quick.
Yep.
Jeez. She just said, what the fuck? anyways, so I don't really have anything planned. I'm gonna hang out with Bobo and then and watch maybe probably some Gossip Girl and then edit the podcast. And but tomorrow I'll have to go to the grocery store and get some food because all we have is sausage and like rice, and I could probably do something with that, but you know, other than that, I don't really have much to do, so I'm just gonna relax. I have a week off before my class starts. My next class starts on Wednesday next week. Mm-hmm. And I have the same instructor I had before, not this last class, but the one before it, where I got a 99.1%. So I'm hoping I'll be able to end my degree with a something in the 90% and with a 4.0. So we're excited about that. Other than that, I got nothing to do.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm just going to catch up on schoolwork. I've got my first Texas history exam is coming up. And I don't think I understand the instructions for it. So I actually need to message my professor and ask them, like, how do I do this? Because I'm very confused.
Yeah. I might actually look up some stuff because we almost have the final like approval for our Pride ERG in Quincy. So we have a meeting at the end of the month with the group, and then we're going to plan some events coming up in October for LGBTQ History Month and National Coming Out Day. The week of National Coming Out Day, we're going to ask them to turn the lights purple. Or National Coming Out colors. And then other than that, I might, like I said, just hang out.
There you go. Sounds good.
Well, you ready to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you liked the episode, please give us a like and comment. And don't forget to follow and subscribe. And leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. And then follow us over on our social medias. All of our handles on all the social medias are at Now About That Pod. And then if there is something specific you would like us to talk about on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can give us a text or leave us a voicemail. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week, since this will be coming out on a Monday. Sarah, have a great weekend.
You as well.
Oh, also, ooh. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Don't leave.
I'm not leaving. I'm still here.
Oh, I was going to say, so after the Monday after our next call is Miss Sarah's birthday.
Yes.
So we'll have a fun little thing next weekend. Next week, because the Monday that this comes out, it'll be Sarah's birthday.
Yup. And I will be 35.
Yeah, she's old. All right. Have a good weekend.
All right.
See you later.
You too. Bye.
Bye.